thank you for this day, and I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for the privilege. I thank you for the honor to be able to come before your peoples this morning and share a word of encouragement. And Lord, I just pray that they have eyes to see, ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church this day. Lord, you is our provider, you is our way maker, you is all that we have need of in this time that we're living in. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Okay, like I was saying, the lead pastor here at Agape Christian Fellowship, 2627 Tobacco Road. And I want you to know when the dust settles, we get freed up and begin to get back to a certain amount of normalcy, I would like to invite you to pay us a visit, to come out and be with us in one of our regular service here. We start at 9 o'clock for Sunday morning service, and then on Wednesday night is 7 o'clock Bible study. So let's just, what I'm going to be talking about today, what I'm going to be sharing with you is about men's hearts. Men's hearts are failing. Men's hearts are failing. Why is men's hearts are failing? Because of what we're going through, because of what we are facing in the earth today. And I want you to know, it's real. I want you to know that God is real also. And God is in control. God is in charge of every situation. God is not asleep, saint. I want you to know he's very much aware of what we are facing today and what we are going through. And I want you to know when we pass through this, we're going through the rivers and the waters and the fire. But I want you to know that we can make it. He's a God that's in charge. He's a God that makes a way out of no way. And men's hearts are failing. Why men's hearts are failing? Because of what's going on in earth today. Because of the turmoil. Because of the uncertainty. Because of lack of job. People don't even know today how they're going to pay their rent. People don't know today how they're going to pay their mortgage. And some don't even know where they're going to get their next meal from next week or the next 2 weeks. But even in that, God is in control. He's in charge. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to believe in him. He wants us to lean and depend on him. All the props, all the stops are coming out today. He wants us to come back. He wants us to go back to our first love. You remember how it was when we first got saved, when we first got born again, how we just loved the Lord, how we wanted to just to please him, how we wanted to just get to know him in a deeper, in a mighty way like never before. I believe because of certain things, certain status that we done moved up to because of things and because of what we have accumulated, I believe we done drift away to a certain degree. I believe that we have lost our first love. But I want you to know, he wants to come back. He wants to be like the prodigal son, is come back home. Now, what I'm going to be talking about is what's going on, you know, with men's hearts. There is a lot of weariness that's going on out there today. And even the Bible tells us, you know, when Jesus was getting ready to go back to the Father, when he was getting ready to go back, he talked to the disciples. He was letting them know. Let's just go to the book of John. Let me share something with you. When Jesus was getting ready to go back to the Father, and he was letting them know, he said, these things, notice what he said. Let me just turn that before I get ahead of myself. Let's go to the book of John, John 16 and 33. Notice what it says there. Now, he had already spoke to them previous time, but this is what he's saying in John 16, 33. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace, but in the world you shall have tribulation. What is tribulation? Hardship and pain. plagues, uncertain things that we are facing today, things that we are going through. I like that. Isaiah 43 verses 1, 2, and 3, where he said that when thou passest through the rivers and the waters and the fire, he said, I'll be with you. And I want you to know today, saint, that we're going to pass through this. And I want you to know that we're going to get this this stage and this period of time in our life. We're going to get through it. We can make it. We're going to make it. Not in our might, not in our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Those that are resting in him, those that have the peace of God, I want you to know, just stay encouraged, just stay focused, and we are passed through. Now, Jesus was telling the disciples, he says that in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of a good cheer. I have already overcame. God already knows, saint, what he going to do about our situation. God already knows what he going to do in this virus that's going around. God already knows. God is not asleep. He didn't. This didn't sneak up on him. He has already overcome it. And he's letting us know. And people don't, watch this now. Many people don't understand. They don't want to go through that. They don't want to go through the process. They don't want to have to deal with a lot of things. But Jesus said, and he warned the disciple. And that same word stem and echo right down through the pages of time to you and I. He said, these things I have spoken. He already know that we was going to go through these challenging days. He already know that we was going to go through this. But he said, be of good cheer. How can we be cheerful when we don't know where our rent comes from? How can we be cheerful when we don't know where that mortgage is coming from? How can it? But he says, hey, knowing that Jesus is the way. When we realize that he's in control, when we realize that he's in charge, when we realize that he got everything under control and rest in him. Come on now. We need to rest in him. We need to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. When we do that, that's his responsibility then. When we cast all our cares upon him, rest in him, I want you to know that God is a way maker. He'll bring you out. We can put the responsibility on him. I want you to know, I want him, come on now, I want him to take care of me. I want him to make a way for me. I want him to provide for me, because guess what? He can do a better job than I can within myself. I'm trusting and I'm dependent, leaning on him. And that's what he's saying to us today. Trust in him. Believe in him. He wants to really trust in him. We've been trusting in a lot of things. We've been trusting in our finance. We've been trusting in our job. We've been trusting in our status, who we know and everything. But I want you to know all of those things is coming down. God wants us to trust and rely totally upon him.